Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, a low of 74. With temperatures expected to soar into the 90 and the heat index into the 105 range, an excessive heat warning is in effect for Thursday and Friday for much of southern Wisconsin. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says the very young, the very old, and those taking certain medications are most at risk of being affected by the heat.
The body doesn't regulate the temperature like it does if you're a healthy individual, and therefore you may not be feeling the heat as much, but yet your body's overheating, so it can get very dangerous.
Max says staying hydrated is extremely important during hot weather. Avoiding alcohol and caffeine, with water the best alternative. He also urges everyone to keep an eye on elderly relatives, friends, and neighbors and check on them periodically during hot weather. The excessive heat warning is in effect from noon on Thursday through Friday evening. The Kenosha Board of Water Commissioners noting the high number of Pokemon and Pokemon trainers coming to the lakefront, and with the weather forecast for Friday and Saturday expected to be quite hot, wants everyone to enjoy, but safely.
Commission Chairman G. John Ruffalo says in a news release that the Kenosha Water Utilities traveling tap will be available with 8 bubblers, 8 taps, and a water dish for pets. Cold, filtered Lake Michigan water will be served from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. both Friday and Saturday. Ruffalo adding that it's the best water in the Midwest and will surely help Pokemon players in their adventures. Says Ruffalo, stay safe, stay hydrated, catch them all. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The Racine Common Council in Committee of the Whole discussed ways of getting along better when it comes to issues like ethics, rules, morality, and procedures. Alderman Henry Perez, in suggesting that politics has to be taken out of how some things get done, felt workshops like one held recently would get everyone on the same page.
So that when we move forward with trying to communicate with each other and trying to pass legislation, which is part of our duty, that we can all be on the same way and understand how it's done properly without really being conflictive. In addition to that, our relationship to the staff, the administration, the mayor, and everyone else, I think is broken. And I think we need to have a better relationship if we're going to do our job well. So, yes, I would definitely agree that it's not just that. It's a bigger picture.
The alderman agreed to have a training session on government ethics and then decide if it should be expanded to cover additional areas of concern. The Kenosha County Board has reversed course on a committee recommendation that calls on the state to allow psychologists with specialized training to prescribe medications for patients with mental health issues. The proposed resolution, geared at addressing a shortage of psychiatrists, was sent back to the Legislative and Human Services Committee. Supervisor Jack Rose, who is the executive leader with the Kenosha branch of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, said the group opposes the resolution, and it's actually better for psychiatric nurse practitioners to have that authority. The Kenosha Unified School District is facing a federal lawsuit from transgender student Ash Whitaker, who identifies as male, but was threatened with disciplinary action for not using the girls' bathrooms at Tremper High School. The lawsuit alleges Title IX violations by the school, including transgender students being forced to wear bright green wristbands so their bathroom use can be monitored. It also says school officials insisted on using female pronouns for Whitaker as well as his birth name. The California-based Transgender Law Center filed the suit on behalf of Whitaker and his mother. There's been no reaction from Kenosha Unified to this point. Caledonia police are investigating a burglary at a village tavern. Two men drove up to Wits End Tavern at 11601 Highway G in the early morning hours of July 12th. Police say one man broke into the bar and took money, pull tabs, and cigarettes, causing damage to the cash register and pull tab machine. Police are asking anyone with information about the burglary to contact them. No charges will be filed against Walworth County Deputy Juan Ortiz in the shooting death of a 21-year-old man in February. District Attorney Dan Nietzsche told the family of Christopher Davis yesterday that he would not file charges because he felt the deputy acted in self-defense. Davis was shot and killed in the parking lot of a restaurant in East Troy during a drug bust. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.